Why pray, your will be done.
Jesus not only taught his disciples to pray, your will be done, but he modeled those very words in his own life and ministry. Which, of course, begs the question, why is it so crucial to pray in that way? First, to pray your will be done is to recognize the sovereignty of God over every aspect of our daily lives. In effect, it's a way of saying, thank God this world is under his control, not mine. We'd be in deep trouble if God gave us everything we asked for. Fact is, we don't even know what's best for us. We only see a snapshot of our lives. God sees the entire panoply. Thus, his perspective is far superior to ours. Furthermore, to pray your will be done is daily recognition that our wills must be submitted to his will. One of the most comforting thoughts that can penetrate a human mind yielded to the will of God is that he who created us also knows what's best for us. Thus, if we walk according to his will rather than trying to command him according to our own wills, we'll indeed have, as he promised, not a panacea, but peace in the midst of the storm. In the yielded life, there's great peace in knowing that the one who taught us to pray, your will be done, has every detail of our lives under control. Not only is God the object of our faith, he's also the originator of our faith. Indeed, he's the originator of our salvation, and yes, even the originator of our prayers. Thus, whatever we pray for, whether it's healing or a house, when our will is in harmony with his will, we will receive what we request 100% of the time. However, when we pray as Christ prayed, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, we can rest assured that even in sickness and tragedy, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Finally, to pray, thy will be done, is daily recognition that God will not spare us from trial and tribulation, but rather, he's going to use the fiery furnace to purge impurities from our lives. Ultimately, that's the message of the book of Job. Job endured more tragedy in a single day than most people experience in an entire lifetime. Yet, in his darkest hour, Job uttered the ultimate words of faith, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. For the child of God, the hope is not perfect health and happiness in this life, but a resurrected body and a heavenly dwelling in the life to come. A passage to ponder. James 4:13-16. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make money. Why, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. What's your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil.